today on Real Radio.
Remember, he said, to whom who has what he does have. If you invest that, meaning if you want God to be in your life, he'll give you more. More what? Understanding.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series on the parables. We're in a series within a series on the parable of the sower. It's a look at one of those sad truths that Jesus communicated to his disciples. In fact, it was meant only for his true followers to understand. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now, continuing his mini-series called The Parable of the Sower.
I love to garden. I think you guys already know that stuff. I love that stuff. Planting stuff. I love watching stuff grow. I've never once in my life planted a weed. I've never went, oh man, they got some thorns there at Lowe's. Let's get those babies in and plant those things all over. They come uninvited. They come everywhere, all over the place. You got to fight them, don't you? Have you noticed? They grow first. They grow fast. They grow taller, wider. They grow anywhere. They grow in your driveway. With all the rain and stuff, and my house has got a bunch of big trees, the leaves have fallen all over my house. Looks like I live in the Shire with Frodo. And our gutters, I can't keep them clear enough, fast enough. And the gutters, just in a few days, they got all leaves in them, and then it rained a little bit, and it got them moist. You know what happened? Two spots. Dandelions grew last week in my rain gutters. Now, why couldn't it have been like chrysanthemums or ranunculus growing? Of course not, because weeds spring up, and they're amazing because their roots go everywhere. And they're so strong, and they're so resilient, and the sun comes, and they're fine. All my plants are withered, and they're like, yeah, bring it on. More heat. And I curse them in Jesus' name. I do. I'm not kidding, man. They're demonic. Listen to the story. Jesus is telling us this. By the way, they get the most of the water. They just go get it. They rob the ground of nutrients. They steal from the ground all the vitamins that are there. And they're very difficult, and it's interesting. And I just put this down in my notes today, thinking about this, that Jesus said the thorns are the cares. Church, listen, this particular portion of this parable of the sower may apply to us more than the other illustrations he gives. And I'm not picking on anybody tonight. This is me. I'm picking on me. This is the stuff I wrote down regarding my life. So I wrote this. So then the cares and the worries and the demands of Southern California life act just like thorns and weeds. They will, maybe with some subtlety, but vengeance, strangle what I learned from God right out of my heart. And I want you to think about that for a second. I wrote that for me to have it in my head to say something different to you. But I thought, I'll just read that. Why? Because all of us will come to church, we'll worship the Lord, and we'll learn something in the Bible. It's like, oh man, I need this in my life. And we all agree to that, right? Well, yeah, I need that in my life. And then, let's end with a song. Okay. Some of you don't even end with a song. It's like, we got to get to the parking lot. And we get to the car, and I bet, you know, within a mile that we're out of here, if we were to stop and take a quiz. Now, what was it you just said? What were you just thinking? What? You know, about 10 minutes ago in church. What? Why? You know, you said that I got to do this in my life. I don't know. What happened? What happened? What happened was, and this is, we all deal with this. We pull out of here. What channel is the Laker game on? What channel is it on? The station. What is it? I was just joking, but you're telling me what it was? Oh my gosh. What is it? Is it on now? I thought you were watching. She's watching the game right now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But you know how we are, right? Isn't that happened? Or it's the news, or it's this, or the whatever. We are so on the go with cares in our Southern California life. You guys, I'm old enough to remember real Southern California life. Isn't it interesting that 30 years ago, there was a revival in Southern California, big time, and it reached the world. You know what? Remember the quintessential Southern California life? It was known to be laid back. It was easygoing. I remember things. You guys too, if you grew up in the beach area specifically. I mean, we used to drive the cars up and down the beach. And it was just so lazy, California cool, relaxed. And it's like, hey man, whatever, you know. And you could kind of feel how you could really go meditate on the Bible. You could take time to do that. And then everybody realized, you know, it's just really great to have the weather here and all this kind of stuff. Things built up, things got busy, got to make money, you grow up, you got to pay bills. And it's like, okay, come on. Okay, Bible. Yeah, let's do, okay, Bible. Okay, go. And we're off to something else. Jesus is saying, watch out, the cares of the world will come and choke the word out of your life. Don't think, any of you who have been Christians for a while, think, well, I've made it through that. We're right in it. Because listen, we could continue on for a good while and become very dull of hearing because cares will begin to take the word out of our life. Listen to this. We all need to write this verse down. Every one of us need to write this verse down. Philippians 4, verse 6. This should be in fortune cookies. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Isn't that great? Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Oh, really? Well, I'm sure. What do I do? Everything by prayer. In other words, pray about it. Give it to God. And supplication. Get before him on it. Talk to him about it. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Watch what happens. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Wow. Will garrison, surround, build a troop around, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the eternal word of God. This is the Bible. And what I just read to you is so radically foreign to us because we live in such a constant culture. We drive through the fast food place and we're wondering, it's taking them so long. Have you noticed that? Come on. It's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely wild. And it's like, put in the microwave. Oh, come on. We are sick. We're caught up, though. We're caught up in this push. And it can absolutely, you know what? I think it's safe to say it is robbing us of spiritual growth. Not maybe. It is. Every one of us. We all battle with this. And we need to fight it. We really need to fight this. You know, think about that. How does this sit with you? What if we go home tonight and you're going to do an experiment? No TV, no Netflix, no computer. None of that stuff. Bible, open. You're going to talk to God, go to your room, whatever you do, sit in the, I don't care what you do, but you're going to imagine. Can you imagine? What would happen if you said to your family, hey, you know what? Tonight, we're going to, from as soon as Dad gets home, we are going to be in the Word and we'll pray for each, you know, you got a test coming up on Friday. We're going to pray for your test or whatever it is. There'd probably be a riot. And that's to our chagrin. That's not good. There's a longevity that God desires that we need to be careful about, because the love of the world, the cares of this life, there's so much bearing down upon us that's eating us up. And look, our own health, or the lack thereof, is announcing this in our culture. People are riddled with ulcers and all kinds of things because we're not taking a true Sabbath with God and resting. Our nerves, we could be on vacation, but every time you get a text, you're all tied up in a knot again, and you can be in paradise. It'll ruin your life. We need to pause, think about this. I'm just going to read this through. This is for me. If it applies to you, great. What are some of the signs of me going through these thorns and weeds and briars of my life? And I wrote these down. I guess indicator number one, our spiritual lungs is often revealed in our prayer life. Do we have a private prayer life? If we don't, it's probably because there are thorns choking out that from us. Do I pray with my wife, or do you pray with your husband if you're married? If you don't, it's probably because the cares of this world, the pressures of home life and stuff, because we're out of kilter, it's choking. How many husbands are in here tonight? Raise your hands, your husband. Your wife should not leave the house, or you should not leave the house without praying for her. I don't care if it's a 30-second prayer. God will honor that. And what about praying with our children? Why are we not praying with our children? Because the cares of this world have choked out. Well, I can't. It's time to go to bed. Listen, turn off the rams playing the goats and go put your kid to bed. Put your kid to bed, tuck him into bed. Who was 19 years old? If he's living in your house, tuck him into bed. I'm serious. Tuck him into bed. I'm dead serious. Tuck him into bed, pray for him, pray for her. That's one way. Look, he'll move out if you do that. No, but I'm serious though. You love him, you pray. If we're not doing this, you know what? I know how this is. When I don't do these things, it's because the cares of this life have pressured this stuff away. The next thing I thought about, indicator number two, would be personal devotion. That time of meditation. Do I make the time to be alone with God? If I'm not doing it, then it's because the cares of this life, the thorns, the weeds, are taking effect in my life. I don't care if you're a pastor, if you're the Pope, or if you're a contractor or a nurse. It doesn't matter. If we're not going through these things, the cares of this world are getting the best of us. And I'm thinking we have to fight this constantly. What about my personal thoughts, my private thoughts inside of me? What's going on? How much of it is just laden and burdened with the cares of this life? And what about personal convictions? Are there things that I'm tolerating in my life because I've been too busy to sit down and talk with God that he would probably definitely tell me, Jack, I want you to turn right or turn left regarding these issues? And the third indicator would be in the area of public witness. The cares of this life, the desire for pleasure. And believe it or not, and I know this doesn't apply to you guys, I mean, you're faithful on a midweek service, which is amazing. It's awesome. But church attendance, it's very vogue right now. Satan's doing everything he can to beat up churches. And yet the Bible says that you should not forsake the general assembling together as a church. You say, well, it's tough. Of course it's tough. Well, I don't like everybody that's there. They don't like you either. It doesn't matter. You're still supposed to come together. We're a family. That's why we don't get along all the time. We're a family. Well, it's really easy with my group of three. Of course it's easy, but you'll never get anything done in the world. Don't do that. This is the hard thing to do. And the Bible says do it. Think of that. If that's not a priority, it's probably because the cares of the world have crept into your life. And then what about evangelizing others? This is very convicting for all of us. There's neighbors I've not shared the Lord with in my community, and I need to do that. And here's what I was thinking about today. If I love them, I would go down the street right now. I'd shut this service down because you guys are probably all saved, going to heaven Christians here anyway. And what if my neighbor's going to hell? And I need to go there and tell them about the love of Jesus for them. If I really, 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 really took the time to believe that and get away from the cares of the world, because here's the cares of the world. Well, what if my neighbor thinks I'm weird? That's the cares of this world, right there. Well, what if they won't listen? Whatever argument you and I can generate and conjure up will all be linked to self-pride. I don't want them to think weird of me. I don't want them to be upset with me. I don't want to, you see what I'm saying? And why is that the case? Because our love for this world. We want people to think well of us. In the book of Revelation, it says that in heaven, remember this, it dawned on me just recently. In heaven, it says, listen, it doesn't say there's not going to be any tears. We all think so. Read it again. In the book of Revelation, it says that he will wipe away the tears. There's going to be a time in judgment when we as believers stand before the Lord that we're probably, it doesn't say why we weep. I'm wondering if we weep over opportunities that God wanted us to enjoy and we didn't do it because we were afraid and we were too much caught up with the cares of this life. And then Jesus says, some seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop. 100, 60, 30. The volume of production or fruit is not the point. It's the results. It's what happens. The Christian Jesus is saying right here, this is key. In Matthew 13:23, but he who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. And by the way, that's not some personal attribute of his own. He's only willing, and God gives him the understanding. Who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, and some 30. And this is the key. We're going to end with this. Do you tonight, don't answer, just to yourself. Do you tonight, when you hear the word of God, do you want to know it? If you want to know it, then the Bible, Jesus makes it clear, he will give you more understanding if you want it. Remember, he said, to whom who has? What he does have, if you invest that, meaning if you want God to be in your life, he'll give you more. More what? Understanding. But he said the one who has what little he does have, if he doesn't employ it, if he doesn't put it to a willingness, Jesus said what he has will be taken away from him. Why? Why should he? It's like a little kid. Imagine a little kid who just comes out of a, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and he's got his little eye patch on his eye, and he's got a little bandana on his head, and he goes up to his dad, and he says, I want a sword. Now, what are you going to do with that little five-year-old with a sword? You're going to give him a popsicle stick. There's your sword. Are you going to give him a sword? Number one, he couldn't use the sword, but that's not the point. He'd kill himself with it, or the dog. He can't use it. He can't use it. He doesn't know how to use it. And he doesn't even really want to use it. He doesn't know that yet. Imagine, why would God give to somebody greater light when the light that they do have, they just want to use for evil? Right? Think about it. I have my life. That's why Jesus warned us about our lives. He said, you should take what's been given to you and don't hide it under a bushel or don't bury it in the ground. Because your master will someday return and require from you what was given to you. And Jesus said, there will be that wicked servant who will say, listen, all the other guys took what was given to them and they invested their life. Do you guys understand I'm not talking about money or gold or silver or life? Priceless. God's going to come back and say, okay, what did you do with the life I gave you? I did this with it, Lord. And he's going to say, well done. Awesome. And he's going to go to the next guy. And then the Bible says he comes to another guy. And listen what the guy says. Jesus says, and what did you do with your life? And he says, I know that you are a hard and ruthless man. So I took it and I just kept it safe and did nothing with it. So here it is. You can have it back. What you gave me 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 85 years ago, here it is, unchanged, just existed in life, had no ventures of faith, had no real belief in you, really, played it safe. Here it is. You can have it back. And Jesus said, that master will say to that wicked servant, depart from me into everlasting fire. Why? Because he never took the abilities that he had to believe, to think, to reason. And I'm really ending with this, and I mean this as a challenge. Listen to this. She never took her thinking seriously and applied it to the existence of God. And squandered it. Believed in other silly things, other religions. Specifically, I'm thinking atheism. I don't believe in God. That's what that guy was really saying. Because when he said, I know you. He calls in the parable that we'll study in future days, you are very hard and mean. God's not hard and mean. He perceived God to be hard and mean. Didn't know him. And had nothing to give back. Jesus engineered you, he made you to live a life that brings forth fruit. Isn't it amazing? God wants you to have a radically exciting, productive, beautiful life. It means something to you. He's radically on your side.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a lesson called The Parable of the Sower, a look at one of the analogies told by Jesus himself to his disciples. And we'll continue with more of The Parable of the Sower on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. All right, let's switch gears here, and you need to listen real close, especially if you're a believer and you belong to a union. Now, you may already be aware that part of your union dues goes to organizations and causes that a lot of Christian union members disagree with. Well, here's a little inside info on a well-kept secret. Federal law, Title VII, allows you to opt out of your union dues if you have a, quote, sincerely held religious belief. And it gets even better. Real Life has put together a program in partnership with Pacific Justice Institute, complete with legal services to make it as simple as possible to process your opt-out request with your union and redirect your funds to the work that God is doing through Real Life Ministries. And once again, we've made things real quick, real easy, and simple for Real Radio listeners. Simply go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org/choosecharity, reallifewithjackhibbs.org/choosecharity. There you'll see the video of Pastor Jack speaking with Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute, and he explains that this is not just legal, it's also your right. You can also watch the video, which is less than 5 minutes, or just scroll to the bottom, point and click, and then get started. reallifewithjackhibbs.org/choosecharity. reallifewithjackhibbs.org/choosecharity. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.